欢迎收听本次节目，我是诵读者陈庆文。 Rub-a-dum, rub-a-dub, rub-a-dub. Mountains, rivers, as well as people are laughing happily. Along with the resounding drumbeats, nine huge glittering dragons rushed out from the two sides of the national flagpole in a symphony performed by thousands of people.These nine dragons, which came from Tongliang District, Chongqing, drew nine beautiful rainbows in Tiananmen Square, shining brightly at the 70th anniversary celebration of China, and showing off the pride of Chongqing people. In ancient times, in Chinese culture, people treat nine.With the greatest respect. As a result, in awe of nature, they combined nine kinds of animals features in one, the dragon. As the first batch of National Intangible Cultural Heritage, Tongliang Dragon Lantern, which emerged in the Ming Dynasty and flourished in the Qing Dynasty, is blooming in the present.It is not only a carnival lantern in the form of a dragon, but also a dance with dragon lanterns as prose. Hence a kind of comprehensive folk art, integrating dance, music, art, and handicrafts. There are various kinds of dragon lanterns, many including the fire dragon. People dancing in the fire,while dragons flying in the fire. The classic and bold straw dragon, the dignified and majestic hard-necked dragon, as well as the elegant and graceful lotus dragon. And the most representative one is the grand Tongliang dragon, with a golden body, a lifelike face, and standing horns.The production process of dragon lanterns involves a variety of techniques, such as Chinese painting, sketching, paper cutting, embroidery, and so on. The depiction of facial makeup in Peking opera is also referred to, to make the image of a dragon more radiant. The standard Tongliang dragon lantern is 15 meters long.And its body consists of 24 sections, which represent 24 solar terms in a year, implying the weather will be favorable throughout the year. Tongliang Dragon Lantern, now active on the stage of great ceremonies at home and abroad, however, once disappeared for some time. At the age of 79,Huang Yanyan, the only representative inheritor of National Tangible Cultural Heritage, is still hale and hearty. He has dedicated his entire life to Tongliang culture. It is because of the love and perseverance of these older generations, as well as the inheritance of the spirit of the spine, reliability.Affordability, qualification, and tolerance, that Tongliang Dragon Lantern is still shining today. As the pride of Chongqing, it represents China to show the unique cultural charm to the world.